This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The top three positions on the board of directors for the California State Association of Counties will be held by women in the upcoming year, and that includes Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Bass was installed as the first vice president of the CSAC board last week, the number two spot in the organization, and she has served on the board since 2012. Bass said in a statement that she is honored to serve as a CSAC officer, and she is next in line to serve as president of the board, a position no Humboldt County supervisor has held before. The sheriff's office is investigating the death of a man found inside a car in Manila on Saturday as a homicide. Details are scarce, but the sheriff's office reports that deputies were dispatched to an area in the 1700 block of Victor Boulevard in Manila early Saturday morning. Once on scene, deputies found a dead man inside a vehicle, and sheriff's detectives responded to the scene as well. The death is being treated as a potential homicide. We'll have more details as they become available. Sheriff's deputies from Willow Creek and McKinleyville were dispatched to an area behind the Key Mall Medical Center in Hoopa at about 1:30 yesterday morning on a report of shots fired. The reporting party told dispatchers that three men were attempting to break into his house, and he then said that three people were inside the house, and contact was then lost. When deputies reached the scene, they found the caller safe and unharmed. They also found evidence that shots had been fired both from inside and outside of the residence. It's unknown if anyone was hit during the exchange of gunfire. The investigation is ongoing. On Friday, 28-year-old county jail inmate Jordan Harris walked away from an inmate worksite near Lolita, and he remained on the run until yesterday morning. It was about 8:30 when the Fortuna Police Department's K-9 unit, Norty, was dispatched to a residence in the 200 block of Bernard Road in Lolita. Norty located Harris hiding in a bathroom inside of the residence, and he was taken into custody without incident. Harris was taken back to jail, where he will face fresh charges for escape and possession of a controlled substance. The Arcata Police Department is searching for 22-year-old Arcata woman Erin Henry, an HSU student who hasn't been seen since November 25th. On that day, her car, cell phone, and wallet were all found at her residence, but she was missing. Henry had recently broken an ankle, and her disappearance is considered out of character. Last week, the sheriff's office reported it had sent a search and rescue team to search an area off Highway 36 near Carlotta for a missing Spanish man, Ivan Linan. The search proved fruitless, and no sign of Linan, who it's believed suffered a mental health crisis and fled from a vehicle into a heavily wooded area, was found. Linan had purchased a plane ticket for a trip back to Spain scheduled for last Wednesday, but the airline reported he did not make the flight. Linan could be on his way to the Bay Area, but he is still considered missing. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.